perpetuating that myth, living in the shadows, gathering resources, and harboring their strength for the day they would strike back against the Jedi. On that glorious day, the Sith would reveal themselves, even as they wiped their enemies from existence. Bane knew he might never live to see that day. He was in his mid-40s now, and the first faint scars of time and age had begun to leave their marks on his body. Yet he had dedicated himself to the idea that one day, even if it took centuries, the Sith, his Sith, would rule the galaxy. As he continued to ignore the aches and pains that inevitably accompanied the first half of his nightly regime, Bane's movement began to pick up speed. The air hissed and crackled as it was split time and time again by the crimson blade that had become an extension of his indomitable will. He still cut an imposing figure. The powerful muscles built up during a youth spent working the mines in Apatros rippled beneath his skin, flexing with each slash and strike of his lightsaber. But a tiny sliver of the brute strength he once possessed had been whittled away. He leapt high in the air, his lightsaber arcing above his head before chopping straight down in a blow powerful enough to cleave an enemy in two. His feet hit the hard surface of the courtyard stones with a sharp, sudden smack as he landed. Bane still moved.